It's your boy Oki Freshwater, and you are now listening to The Morning Detour with Wizzy and K on the mighty CKUT 90.3 FM. Let's get it.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
We have a tendency to try to, like, when we network up. And it really is about networking across, like, who's next to you, who's struggling, who's in the trenches with you, who's just as hungry as you are. And those are the people that you need to build with. It's not about, like, finding, you know, hitting up, like, calling Tyler Perry, like, how can I work with you? Calling Ava to be like, how can I be on? It's about calling your college mate. It's about calling your coworker and saying, hey, you trying to do this? I'm trying to do this project. And literally every project that I've done, every friend of mine has been in some way, shape, or form because I needed them, because they were just down. They didn't, you know, they're not even part of the industry in many cases, just to help me make it work. And I would do the same for them in a heartbeat. It's just about, I guess, passion and hunger.
Good morning, Montreal, my city. This is the Morning Detour. We own Fridays.
I want you to know that I have been okay, have been all right these days. Yeah, I want you to know that that weight on my chest has left for good today. You keep on calling me worried, afraid. I want you to know that I have been okay, have been all right these days. You pull me down, down.
Real, so true love. At the end of the day, this is true, true love. Deep in my soul, you're dangerous. I cannot trust, still I want more. True love. Baby, bang, 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 whoa. Baby girl, I want make our soul to feel like one. Baby girl, I want make our love to feel like one. Hold on to me tonight for life. Baby, bang, 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 whoa. Baby girl, I want make our soul to feel like one. Baby girl, I want make our love to feel like one. Hold on to me tonight for life.
My days when I'm not with you, babe. Ooh, your love keeps me warm. Unconditional prisoner, number one. Your love give me something I want. Your one give me something to feel. Your one give me something that's real, so
true. Yeah, you love me number one. Me, I know the man fi do you no wrong. You wouldn't dare, so if I never hear, so you belong. Me never get a, never get a love so strong, boy. Tell her where you get that tongue there from. Me never get a, never get a love so strong. We love it when you whine and go down, go down. Beat it up like a conga drum, boy. True love, true love. Y'all wind up your body pan a top. Get the thing tough, your conga drum, boy. But I wind down round for your flag.
True love. At the end of the day, this is true. True love. Deep in my soul.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Hey, listen, man. You know, we're going to air the beef on air right now. Lamina, it's not my fault we have the same haircut. I'm not trying to copy you. Now you're saying I copied your jacket?
Yeah, no, you copied my jacket first. You thought it was cute. It wasn't cute. Now I cut off my hair. I'm slowly just growing the top out. And who has a brand new haircut? Wheezy Moonchaser. That's mine.
Yeah, you're the publicist and the benchmark. You're the blueprint, Lorena. You guys have waited all week for it. It's riveting. This is the Morning Detour, Montreal's premier morning show. I'm your host, Wheezy Moonchaser, alongside Lorena PR. We have a riveting show for you this morning. Obviously, we're going to do COVID-19 updates. We're going to talk about, hey, listen, they might lift some of the restrictions on travelers now, only if you're fully vaccinated, Lorena. So there's two crews right now in the world, the vaccinated and the non-vaccinated. It's going to be a war of the worlds very soon. Montreal's looking for a new commissioner for the French language. It feels like every week we're still talking about the French language. They have a lot of items on their docket, don't they?
They have a lot of things to get done.
And good news, good news, good news, people. Proms and graduation have just gone to green light. They'll be able to Dutty wine and dance closely with each other. But we'll digress and go deeper into that.
We'll get into that because I have some opinions.
You got some? Lorena has some pushback, but a lot of people do have some pushback with them, with the government allowing schools to allow proms and graduations. And, you know, the students can dance closely with each other. And as well, they've even invited the parents. The parents can come as well. I don't know if we want our parents at our prom, though, Lorena. It does seem kind of off a little bit.
It is. It's weird.
New music. Unfortunately, I'm not going to play no new Lloyd Banks. I didn't like the album that much, Lorena, but we'll talk about that in the culture segment. So let's open up here. How was your week, Lorena? It's been sunny. It's been a lot of humidity. Is your AC working? Is everything okay at your household?
Everything's good at my household. I like the heat. I like summer. I did not complain at all because the opposite of it is snowstorms, which I cannot take. So I enjoy the weather.
So you hate the winter. The winter minus the snowstorms and just the winter with just the, you know, the fresh cold air. You know, not minus 30, minus 12, minus 15. No? You're not rocking?
No, not at all. I don't think we were made to be in cold weather. We're made to be in the sun, in heat. I don't like it at all. The most I do is the fall, like September, October. November is, it's a stretch. I'm done.
These September babies, I can't. Fall is the best season, in my opinion. Now, a couple of days ago, it's as if me and Lorena didn't get the memo. For us non-deep hockey fans, we didn't seem to get the memo. Quiet as kept, our Canadians keep winning. Quiet as kept, there's talk that we might bring the Stanley Cup home this year. Quiet as kept. Did you see the riots downtown? Lorena, I keep scouring the videos. I'm trying to find some black people.
I know. It's the weird way the way my mind works. Not seeing no brothers.
What do you look for in the video?
Well, I'm seeing police cars getting pushed over. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to understand, are there brothers involved in these kind of riotous acts? I can't see no brothers. But Montreal, boy, if we're acting like this and we're just advancing to the semis, what's going to happen when we get to the Stanley Cup Finals? What's going to happen if, albeit, we win the Stanley Cup Finals?
Yeah, but it happens all the time. Every time we win and we get further, like, the riots keep getting bigger. Like, the streets are empty. I remember working at Future Shop back in the day and, like, leaving work, walking down the streets are empty. It's like how it was when we were in lockdown. Right. Empty, empty. As soon as the game is over and we won, streets are packed.
Bacchanal.
It's crazy.
Well, on Saturday, I did my No Love Lost 2 episode on my Running With Wolves podcast. And it was a conversation between black women discussing the disconnect between them and black men in their community. So I handed the show over to Chelsea from Thirst Trap Montreal. And it was a great conversation. Now, Luna, I want to ask you, you're a black woman, I'm a black man. Do you feel that there is a disconnect somewhat between black women and black men in terms of the way we communicate with each other?
I think so. I think there's been like a miscommunication for a very long time. I just feel now, maybe because we have more access to stuff, so more right. people are talking about it. But yeah, there definitely is.
Yeah. Some people believe that everybody on both sides are aware that there's a disconnect, but nobody's willing to come to a space where, hey, listen, let's find a common ground to kind of understand each other, because we can't just keep living a life of conflict and, you know, some of us like each other, some of us don't like each other. At some point, it'll be good to see, you know, I was telling our mutual friend Sadie, is like, it's sad to see that I have friends on both aisles, male and female, that can't say they have a close friend of the opposite sex that's black. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of people don't have a relationship with a Lorena, like a side, like I have. And I think that's sad. To be a black person, I'd say, you know, you have a good friend and you have friends in your circle that are black. I think that's sad. And, you know, I'm just trying to bridge the gap here, Lorena. I know it's polarized. I know it ruffles some feathers. But through uncomfortable conversation, good things can happen. And I think that's the place that we can get. And then on Sunday, me and DJ Maddie, the Guardians of the Galaxy, we did Rhythm and Brunch for the 9208 agency. So that was a dope thing. You know, Louie and I brought up my mimosa and croissant mix. DJ Maddie killed it out. So shout out to Rhythm and Brunch for having us on this. That was a great thing. I thought Father's Day was this weekend, but obviously you see my disconnect with my father is actually next weekend. So we're
I have a disconnect too, because I don't know what it is.
Okay, so we're going to talk about our disconnect next week. But on the Morning Detour, I want to give away prizes all week next week for fathers. So I'm going to give away a Supreme Car Wash from Complex Care 514. Lingam Honey hit me up. We have the interview with him next week. The Mango Honey is available, Arena. So I'll be bringing you over a sample of the Mango Honey. It's in stock. It's in season. So you know what? We're going to give away as well some Mango Honey to a wishful winner for Father's Day. And Woke Conscious has given us a kit of beard oil and bath bomb for a winning father as well. So those are the three gifts I want to give away. Also, Bad Boys Do Heal, they're back on Thursdays with their open mic, Lorena. I want to know, have you ever thought about doing comedy and doing open mic? Just do something outside the box, because you know our mutual friend Charmaine, she did that as well. You got some jokes, Lorena. You had that kind of dry humor that like you could really move a room, because they won't, just looking at you, they won't think, oh my gosh, she's so sweet. You know, you're like Little Red Riding Hood, but they don't know you're a wolf in sheep's clothing. But you look innocent. You're like a wolf in sheep's clothing. Have you ever thought about doing comedy at an open mic?
No. I feel like comics have like an amazing job. I feel like they're really smart to get that timing, to get the jokes, to write the jokes and everything. I think it's like an amazing career when people do it and are brave enough to do it and excel at it, but that I don't think it's for me. But I think shout out to Charmaine, I think she is amazing at what she does. So I can't wait to see like all the shows that she has coming up this year.
Yeah, so that's Bad Boys Do Here open mic on Thursdays down there at Essence at 8 p.m. So I went to the show last night. It was great to see Renza. They're doing great things. And you know, them just trying to push comedy in Montreal without it being just led by Just for Last. I like to see other groups of people try their hand at something, and they're doing it very successfully. So that's Bad Boys Do Here. On the show this Friday, we have two amazing guests. We have Brian Holiday from the Geektastic Cypher podcast. Last week was their 250th episode, Lorena, so I was a featured guest on there. Me and Akeem, the comedian, we were roasting each other. They had a big debate about Connect Four. Apparently, Akeem, the comedian, is a big Connect Four, so some challenges were thrown around. Connect Four is a big thing. I haven't played Connect Four, Lorena, since camp days. I know you bougie because you went to sleepaway camp. I only went to Marcus Garvey Day Camp down the street, but that's neither here or there. Are you good at Connect Four?
I don't know if I would say I'm good, but I played it a lot as a kid, but it is a big deal. Like, remember when Jay-Z and Beyonce used to have their little, like, backstage tournaments and stuff? Like Kanye West and Prince Jay? Like, it's a big deal. A lot of people are really competitive with Connect Four.
I am talking to CKT, you know, CKT 9.3 FM, Legends Live Here. We are going to do a live show at some point in the summer. You know, I want people to come out, have some mimosas, have some croissants with us. Probably going to be down there at DG Kicks, but I am working on that. Next week, we have a big vaccination segment that we're going to have, because there's a lot of things, man. I don't know if you saw the video of the whistleblower from the WHO, and she's saying, yo, a lot of things ain't adding up, this whole putting up your nose and all. We're going to dive in deeper. I know I've been hyping it up, but next week, I just want to make sure I got all my ducks in a row. I had all my facts correct. We have some feature guests going to come on. So that's a vaccination segment we're going to do next week. Also, Jam of the Week is from Get Money Brothers this Friday, Larina. So I'm going to do a mix with them. I mean, I'm trying to give back to the hood, Larina. A couple dudes I went to high school with, they have a crew called Get Money Brothers. So we're going to feature some songs from them later on in the show. Okay, I think this is from 2 weeks ago, Larina. But I had to talk about it. I saw you tag me in it. But I kind of let it go by the wayside. We have to talk about it. How much would you spend on an invisible piece of art? Larina, we missed our calling. Larina, we missed our calling.
That's me.
Would you spend $23,000 on an invisible piece of art? Montreal, my city, I asked you this Friday morning. This good Friday morning. You had a little cool breeze. The sun is shining. 67-year-old Salvatore Gajo said of his sculpture titled I Am, he titled it, I quote him in saying, vacuum is nothing more than a space full of energy. And even if we empty it and there's nothing left, according to the Heisenberg uncertainty principle, that nothing has a weight. Therefore, it has energy that is condensed and transformed into particles that is into us. Listen, Salvatore, that sounds cute, Larina. But let me tell you something. You sold me invisible nothing. $20,000. People bought it. It sold for 15,000 euro. Caused a real stir. Now I'm thinking to myself, Luna, should we come out with a whole line of invisible art and just sell that? Do you feel this could be replicated once again?
Yeah, but I think it depends on your status, like who you are. I think people may look at you and be like, you lost your mind trying to sell nothing. But if you're some type of renowned artist and you have a name to it, people are like, oh my God.
This is the one.
This is the one and only piece. And like, people are very extra, but I think that is crazy.
Well, at least it didn't go for $500,000, because then that would have been obviously ludicrous across the board. But $23,000, invisible piece of art. That's how things is going. All right, Montreal, let's play some new music. You know what I mean? I got some Her. I got some jams in there. And Larina, they keep releasing some unreleased Drake every day. But still no certified lover. But I keep getting all new Drake. And I love it. I love it. The emotion. Drake still got it. Drake, he's on that Take Care flow. All the unreleased songs, if that's a precursor for Certified Lover, we're looking good. Drake got another one. Artist of the Decade, indeed. It's the Morning Detour on the Mighty CKUT 90.3 FM. Keep rolling.
Never had a lot, this is all I need. People never care till it's all I need. Niggas turned it back on me for no good reason. Loyalty is priceless and it's all I need. Can't burn a bridge just to light my way. Lot of 42 on the flights I'm taking. Pouring out my soul and it might sound crazy. Lot of falling outs helped me build foundation. Never had a lot, this is all I need. People never care till it's RIP. Niggas turned it back on me for no good reason. Never had a lot, this is all I need. Lost individuals is all I see. Grab a top spotlight, part of my reach. Woke up one day and it was all on me. If it comes down, it's gonna fall on me. Lot of 42 on the flights I'm taking. Long way down from the heights I'm chasing. Just touched down, I was lights out of Vegas. Girls checking in cause my lifestyle dangerous. Hard to tell people that I'm all out of favors. Call me for songs or they call me for paper. Turning off my phone for the night now, baby. Pouring out my soul and it might sound crazy. Some of my niggas don't love me. We should sit down before shit turns ugly. We should sit down since you said things about me. Never had a lot, this is all I need. People never care till it's RIP. Niggas turn their back on me for no good reason. Loyalty is priceless and it's all I need. Can't burn a bridge just to light my way. Lot of 42 on the flights I'm taking. Pouring out my soul and it might sound crazy. A lot of falling outs help me build foundation. Never had a lot, this is all I need. People never care till it's RIP. Niggas turn their back on me for no good reason. You should slide through and get your back, bro. Used to be involved with me with no emotion. I was on the way to the next show. You was on the phone and you was so open. Heard you said you're over me, is that so? You don't ever felt a girl in that soul. Kid could've held on, but you let it go. Saying to yourself that it's better this way. Funny thing is that you're going to need me. And I know you should slide through and get your back broke. Funny thing is that you're going to need me. And I know you should slide through and get your back broke. Feelings I've been stacking like a bankroll. I should probably find a way to let it go. Wonder what it was, I turned you this cold. Said you left me jaded and I wasn't joking. Missed the way it was a couple years ago. Back when you was younger, now you're outgrown. It's hard to just accept I was a stepping stone. Way that people talk about you should've known. You're going to need me and I know. You should slide through and get your back, bro. Funny thing is that you're going to need me and I know. You should slide through and get your back, bro.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Sometimes I get fed up with all the games. Sometimes you all just act the same. Maybe I'm the one to blame. That's just how the game goes. When you're feeling alone, everybody got somebody that they mess with on the low. Now I just want you to save me. I just want you to save me. We got options, but I wanna let you know that I decided. I finally realized that all I want is you. You, 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 you. All I want is you. Treat me like the mother girls no more, no more. You see me like another girl. I've been waiting for you to make a move. You know that I'm fed up with all the games. You all just act the same. Maybe I'm the one to blame. That's just how the game goes. Just want someone to hold. Everybody needs somebody to be there when they're alone. I just want you to save me. Yeah. Just want you to save me. We got options, but I wanna let you know that I decided. I finally realized that all I want is you, baby, baby. You, 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 you. All I want is you. You know that I decided. I finally realized that all I want is you, baby, baby. You, 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 you. All I want is you. You, 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 you.
93.3 FM.
Yes, welcome back, Montreal, my city. This is the Morning Detour on the mighty CKUT 90.3 FM. I'm your host, Weezy Moonchaser, alongside Lorena PR. Now it's about that time for us to do some local and international news. Now, Lorena, I don't know how much faith we put into these numbers, but I'll start off with the COVID-19 updates in Quebec. What you need to know as of Wednesday. So Quebec reported 178 new cases of COVID-19 on Wednesday and 8 new deaths, though one was in the last 24 hours. So unfortunately, 8 people have lost their lives. And this is still a real thing, even though I know a lot of conspiracy theories are saying COVID is man-made and, you know, COVID is a fragment of the government trying to isolate us and get supreme control over us. I feel like we're in an Avenger movie, but that's just me and my Marvel inside. Like, where's Tony Stark? Where we need him, Lorena? So since the start of the pandemic, there has been 372,287 confirmed cases and 11,164 people have died, a decrease of one because a previous death is no longer attributed to COVID-19. There are 257 people in hospital, a decrease of 6, including 60 in intensive care, no change. 74,208 vaccine doses were administered in the last 24 hours and 2,862 doses before Tuesday for a grand total arena of 6,309,860 doses administered in Quebec, and still they're saying that's not enough. 75% of Quebecers have received one dose of vaccine and 9% have received two doses. How do you feel about those numbers so far, Lorena? 75% of Quebecers have received one dose of vaccine.
But wasn't that originally the plan?
I think we hit the goal. I think we hit the milestone.
True, but now they pushed it that you have to have both doses.
So let me add the caveat, Lorena. Nearly 80% of Quebecers aged 12 and up have already received their first vaccine or have made an appointment to receive their first jab, said Health Minister Christian Dubé. I like the fact they call it the first jab. I feel like I'm in a Mortal Kombat video game here. People between the ages of 18 and 40, however, are lagging, roughly 195,000 appointments. So they're having a tough time with our demographic, Lorena. 18 to 40, we're really skeptical. We don't know about these doses. We don't know about these jabs, Lorena. Are you surprised that our age group is kind of skeptical? You know, we're in our mid-30s, but 18 to 40 is pretty much our demo. Are you surprised that, they're, you know, we've been lagging, as they say?
No, I'm not surprised at all. I feel like with the age that we're in, with access to information, more people are doing research. Mm. And they're just making up their minds. They're making their decision. And I feel like they have that right to do so.
Let me ask you this. What kind of information would you need to know for you to feel comfortable to get the vaccine? I don't want to put your business out. I haven't got the vaccine yet as well. But what would you need? Because I was thinking to myself this morning, what would I need as evidence, as proof? Who would I need to step up and tell to convince me to take the vaccine? So I'll ask you and then I'll answer after.
First of all, you don't know if I got the first jab or not.
Oh, sorry. Lorena. I apologize.
Oh, no, I'm just playing. What would I need? I don't know. I think I would need to, like, have some type of trust with the government. Like, I just hear so many stories and so many things come out years later where things weren't always as it seems. So you always look at the government, like, with a side eye. Like, are you really telling the truth? Like, is that really what's in the vaccination? And then also, too, like, this was developed so quickly, of course, because there was an urgency. But, like, what are the long-term effects? We don't know. There's so many things that are still in question that nobody really gives solid answers to. They kind of work around it to give you an answer, but not directly answering your question. So it just makes me feel a little bit uneasy.
A lot of people have the feeling, the sentiment that science is a lot of politics. I felt like the world is just a major high school, and this is just like a bad rumor going around. Can somebody get the story straight? The WHO was saying one thing. I got scientists in 3-4 developed countries saying something different. Then I got my government officials saying another thing. Then I got my public health director of my province saying something different. Can somebody get the story straight? You want me to take the vaccine? I can't get the story straight. And also too, Lorena, I'm very skeptical. There's many different versions of this vaccine. Why are there so many different versions? I would feel more comfortable getting the vaccine if there's one vaccine. It's okay, listen, this is what we're dealing with. These are going to be the side effects, and you only have to take the dose one time. All this two dose, now some vaccine like Pfizer saying it might be a yearly dose. I don't want to keep going every year. And what is in this vaccine? We're going to talk about it next week. We have prisons in the States cutting off years off your sentence. Hold on, you're a violent offender. Why are we cutting off years just because you got the vaccine? We got fast food restaurants giving out free hamburgers for the vaccine. We got places in the States telling 12 years old, don't tell your parents, come get the vaccine, and we'll give you ice cream.
There's one place too that are giving weed for vaccines.
This is weird. People, you want to give them incentives to some retrospect? But goddamn, Larina, talk about making it super obvious what is in the vaccine, Larina.
It makes you side-eye everything. If you're telling me I could get a free donut, a free meal, Shake Shack, and some weed and all this stuff, like, it's super weird.
So, you know, we had a shortage of Moderna. So the lack of the Moderna vaccine has prevented some people from making an earlier appointment for their second dose. But the federal government said Wednesday it is expecting 7 million doses of Moderna by the end of the month, which means Quebec will get 1.5 million doses to use to vaccinate people. The health ministry says until the end of the school year, wearing masks in a classroom is no longer mandatory for elementary and high school students living in orange zones. Montreal is shipped into the orange zone soon. However, students must always wear a mask in common areas when traveling in the corridors and in school transportation, says the ministry. Students in yellow and green zones were already allowed to remove their mask. How you feel about that, Larina? So, okay, let me get this straight. We're expected to think that students in elementary school and high school are going to have the presence of mind to not wear the mask in class, but then to put it back on when they're on public transportation or in the corridors. Do you think this is going to be effective? Like, do you think this is going to play out the way they hope it's going to play out?
No, I don't think so. But then, like, again, it's confusing because there's been reports saying that the mask doesn't even do anything.
Yeah, it's so, going through the mask, right? So what's the purpose of the mask?
Exactly. So I don't know. Like, even, like, in my gift boxes, like, I have masks there because it's mandatory. But, like, is it really doing anything for the kids? I don't know.
Shout out to the Crown Project. Also, teachers in orange zones will still be required to wear masks in accordance with Quebec's Workplace Health and Safety Board guidelines. Staff working in yellow and green zones can remove their mask in the classroom as long as they can maintain a distance of 2 meters from students. In other news, two patients die in cancer ward at Sherbrooke Hospital following COVID-19 outbreak. So a group of doctors from Sherbrooke, Quebec, is urging healthcare workers to get vaccinated or at least tested for COVID-19 following an outbreak on a floor for cancer patients, which led to 17 infections. This is horrendous, man. At least two people have died and two more are in intensive care, according to Dr. Michel Pavic, a medical oncologist and director of the Hematology and Oncology Unit at Université de Sherbrooke. I quote him in saying, "We respect a person's choice to not be vaccinated, but if we make that choice, we should have to be tested 3 times a week, said Pavic. So for healthcare workers, and I'm specifically talking about healthcare workers, Larina, do you feel that, first of all, do you feel that the ministry should force all healthcare workers to get vaccinated? And if not, are you comfortable with the 3 testing a week measure?
I think because from what I know, if you don't get the vaccine, it doesn't mean that you're not going to get COVID. So I think they should do the testing. I spoke with some nurses and who don't want to get the vaccine right away. Like right now, they want to wait it out a bit. They don't mind getting the testing the 3 times. So I think that's okay because, I mean, again, you should have that choice, but also, you know, be careful.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I think, you know, we all have professions, we all have careers, but I think we're human beings first, and we are the masters of our own destinies within ourselves. So everyone should be afforded the choice whether to get the vaccine or to not get the vaccine. But if you're a healthcare worker, if you choose not to get the vaccine, you should otherwise get tested the 2-3 times, whatever the recommendation is for the COVID-19, just so we don't have these outbreaks. Because, you know, man, it's sad, man. People dying over this thing. This thing is wild. Let's talk about some more wild stuff, Larina. The divide continues. The war of the world. This is chapter 1 or episode 1 if we're going to go into the Star Wars kind of vernacular. Fully vaccinated Canadians, permanent residents can soon skip hotel stay, according to Haju. So the federal government says fully vaccinated Canadians and permanent residents crossing the border into Canada will soon no longer be required to stay at a hotel for part of their quarantine period. So Health Minister Patty Haju said the government is hoping to ease some of the restrictions in stages starting in July. She said those fully vaccinated Canadians and permanent residents will still have to take a COVID-19 test on arrival and have an isolation plan until their test comes back negative. This relaxation of the rules applies only to Canadian citizens who have obtained both doses of COVID-19 vaccine approved by Health Canada. It does not apply to tourists. The divide begins, Larina. Are you angry? How you feel about that, Larina? Only for those that have gotten the doses.
I mean, I'm not angry, but I did see this coming. Like, they've been talking about this forever with, like, different things. So, I did kind of feel like with traveling, they are going to put something in place for the vaccinated versus unvaccinated, which I think is dumb. But
At some point, they're just going to create two different airports. Watch them. So the conservatives have a little pushback. They accuse the government of presenting a half-baked plan to lift border restrictions that gives Canadians no clarity on the path forward. And we've been talking about this for months now. Where is the clarity, Lorena? Do I need Visine? Do I need to go in a hyperbolic chamber? Where is the clarity from the government? The Liberals announced no dates, no metrics, and presented no plan, said a party media statement. It's clear the government is not following the science and not listening to its own experts. I do feel there's a lot of that going on, Lorena. There, you know what I mean? Because, you know, you think to yourself, okay, you're Legault, you're Prime Minister of Quebec, so you have your mandate towards your people, but you also have this information coming from scientists, and sometimes the science kind of restricts some of the liberties that the people have. So you try to, you know, you're trying to meet everybody in the middle of the road. I don't think the middle of the road is a place to be, Lorena. We have to be clear. We have to be clear. So Canada's conservatives continue to call on Justin Trudeau to immediately scrap his unscientific and unsafe quarantine hotel program. Canadians can't afford more pandemic mismanagement from Justin Trudeau. Boy, the conservatives aren't playing, boy. This next election, when's the next federal election? They are going in. A group of people that don't get talked about enough is our Indigenous people in Quebec. So veteran investigative reporter tapped to help Indigenous people in Quebec to get answers about missing loved ones. Saan Panasuk, excuse me if I didn't say her last name properly. She's a former Radio Canada journalist who has worked extensively with First Nations communities in Quebec, says she couldn't pass up the opportunity to work as a special advisor to help Indigenous families see closure on loved ones who went missing in the province's healthcare system. Now, this in itself is a sad story, that there are groups of Indigenous people that have just gone missing within the healthcare system without a trace. She goes on to say, we hit a wall, she said, speaking on the time she spent digging up for clues about missing loved ones in different tribes. It's a sad thing, Lorena. Like, how are these people going missing within the healthcare system?
But they've been going missing in different aspects. I remember a few years ago, there was like a bunch of missing girls and women, Indigenous women, and they've been crying out for help, and it just seems like nothing is being done.
So Anne goes on to state that we need more tools to open medical archives and access religious documents just to help families find some dignity to find out what happened to their children. So Bill 79, adopted on Thursday, June 3rd, is a law that allows Indigenous families in Quebec to get information about children who went missing between the 1950s and the 1990s after being taken to receive medical care. Boy, oh boy, you know, closure, man. Some people, man, closure is so necessary for these families.
But that is so scary, though.
Yeah, but you know, I'm going to keep us abreast of this because it's important that we keep talking about the plight that Indigenous people in Quebec are facing, and they don't talk about it nationally enough, and I feel it's important that we talk about it here on the Morning Detour. Now, let's switch gears a little bit. It seems like we can't go a week without talking about this French language. At some point, we should just change the show to French. Je devrais juste parler en français d'abord parce que I don't know. So the search is on for Montreal's first ever French language commissioner. I thought we had one of these already. I'm just so confused. There's all these commissioners and I don't know, committees. I don't know what's going on.
Can't keep up.
But Montreal is getting its own French language commissioner. Mayor Valerie Plante announced during an executive council meeting on Wednesday morning. The appointment is part of the city's action plan for promoting the French language, which will run from 2021 to 2024. The executive committee has provided the position of commissioner with a budget of, look at this, Lorena, $275,000 to support its action starting in 2021. Boy, the French language is really in peril in Quebec. It's really in peril. $275,000. That's a big budget. I'd love to get that, but they should call me and you. We talk French. This person will be responsible for setting up an advisory committee on the promotion of the French language with a mandate to monitor the progress of the city's plan and ensure its objectives are met. So the plan will apply to all city departments and its 19 boroughs. I'm going to quote Valerie Plante here. She says, the French language is a collective treasure and an element essential to the heart of our Montreal identity, recognized across Quebec, Canada, and internationally. If that's how you feel about the French language, Lorena? It's essential to the heart of Montreal identity? It is part of Montreal identity, of course.
I feel like the Indigenous men and women are.
But, yeah. They might have a different take, Valerie Plante. You know what I mean? I think that money would have been best served to give reparations, show respect to the indigenous people, which we've, you know, the early settlers pretty much commandeered the land. But that's neither here or there. In other news, this is actually some good news. Quebec gives high school seniors green light for proms and graduation ceremonies. So Quebec high school graduates won't have to hold a virtual prom again this year or try to organize secret parties away from the watchful eye of the authorities. So the province's public health director, Dr. Horatio Arruda, my good friend, said on Tuesday that proms can be held outdoors under a tent with no more than 250 people as of July 8th. So prom won't be till July 8th. But, you know, anyways, the whole school year has been shifted. I think the school year, like I said last week, should be like the NBA season. A two-week break, we come right back. Quick turnaround after the bubble. So let me get some more specifications about, you know, the proms and graduation being held under tents. Mask and physical distancing won't be a requirement as expected because most 12 to 17-year-olds have had their first vaccine dose by then. So they explain, okay, you know, most 12 to 17-year-olds would have had their first vaccine dose by then. So you know what? No mask is necessary and you could dance closely with your partner or your prom date. Luina, I'm looking at your face. You got some pushback.
Yeah, wait, but didn't you say before, like, they still have to wear a mask in the common areas in school?
Yeah, but this is under a tent. This is outside. And see what we're talking about? You see what I'm talking about? No clarity, how it's up and down? Let me quote Dr. Horatio Arruda. He goes, the youth have a better response and immunology than older people, so probably after a first dose, if they wait 14 days or 3 weeks, they're going to be most fully protected, probably over 90%. I don't know where he's drawing these numbers from.
Okay.
So you got to wear the mask in common areas, in the corridors, and on the school bus, not in the classrooms, and not under the tent for prom. Does that make sense to you? You got that?
It's confusing to me, but okay.
I got more. The province will also allow parents to attend graduation ceremonies as long as distancing is enforced. Arruda says proms are different from weddings or funerals because the attending students are all in low-risk age groups. Your face looks super bewildered. Like, what do you... you look like, I don't know what's going on, Weez. I don't know what's going on.
Only old
Can the kids just have a prom? Yes, we don't care about old people, according to Dr. Horatio Arruda.
But
no.
Okay, but it's like saying only old people die. There's no funerals for younger people. Like, it just doesn't make any sense to me. There's weddings where younger people are getting married. I don't understand what's happening. And I also don't understand how you're going to tell us in June that you can have a prom in July, in a month.
July 8th.
Do you know how hard it is to plan a prom for a school in a month?
It's only 250 people is going to be there, Lorena.
Yeah, but you have to order all these things and then all the schools are going to rush to try and get these things. There's only so much things available. And then also, too, the kids are wanting to get ready for like CGIP or if they're doing a trade or going to university. Like there's things they have to do. So I think they did this again for the schools last minute. I feel like they're always shooting out these terrific ideas for teachers and principals like 2 weeks before they need to do something.
But Lorena, they're a low-risk age group. We're outside under a tent. We only have 250 people.
Maybe back in January, because they've been predicting all of this, right? So maybe in January, they should have said, hey, guys, maybe you guys should just look into reserving some stuff, because maybe in July, you can have a prom. But in that time, that's insane.
Well, we're going to see how this plays out. The madness continues. And let's switch gears a little bit. Let's go into a little bit of politics and a little bit of some horrific things that's happened in other parts of the country. So Quebec's Bill 21 again faces questions amid outrage over London, Ontario vehicle attack. So Quebec's Bill 21 is once again facing questions as the country grapples with a horrific vehicle attack on the Muslim family in London, Ontario on Sunday that the official says was targeted because of their faith. So Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and other federal leaders urged Canadians to reject racism and hatred towards Muslims in speeches on Tuesday, but he's also being pressed about his stance on Bill 21. So I'm going to quote Justin Trudeau, our Prime Minister. He goes on to say, I think it is extremely important to recognize that Protestants have the right to put forward bills that align with their priorities. I think people have a right to question those and go to court to defend their rights, as is happening right now. This is his response when he was asked whether the bill encourages discrimination. He goes on to say, I think there are going to be reflections about a number of pieces of legislation, including Bill 21. As we move forward out of this pandemic, where people have spent a lot of time wearing masks, and also understand how important it is for all of us to fight against intolerance and Islamophobia. Trudeau maintained that while he disagrees with the bill, it is up to the people of Quebec to challenge the legislation in court if they feel it is infringing on their rights. We did that. We did that, and we lost. So, for those that don't know, and I apologize if I mess up their last names, Salman Afzal, 46, his 44-year-old wife, Madia Salman, their 15-year-old daughter, Yumna Afzal, and Afzal's 74-year-old mother died on Sunday after police said a pickup truck deliberately mounted the sidewalk they were on and struck the family of five while they were out for a walk. You know, we've been doing this show for a while, and, you know, sometimes, you know, we do a lot of news from the States, and, you know, that shows this level of discrimination. And a lot of people always tell me, oh, this never happens in Canada. How Canada is such a peaceful country. I mean, it is a peaceful country for the most part. How we don't have this kind of hateful appetite in Canada, and we do. And we do, and this is further evidence, and we've seen other mass stuff that's happened over the last couple months as well. This is a horrific, horrific tragedy. A pickup truck went off the road purposely to run over this family.
No, it's been really heartbreaking to hear that story. And also, too, it was really frustrating because they didn't want to say the man's name who committed this.
Right.
This whole situation, and the pictures that they were releasing, like, show him as like a regular guy, like,
right,
a mugshot, because if it was someone else, if that was a person of color, like, the mugshot and the name would have been out there in like seconds.
Yeah.
So there's so much work to do in this country, and as they want to say it is peaceful, but there is a lot of issues that we do have that we need to really bring to the forefront and really you know, hold our government and everybody accountable.
You know, when it comes to the media, it's a game of perception, right? So had the roles been reversed, right? Had the driver of the pickup truck been Muslim, his face would have been plastered, would have been all over the place. And you see, and this is what we're talking about, systemic racism within institutions. Because you see how they're trying to manage the narrative, making it seem like, oh, you know, maybe, and I'm pretty sure at some point, like, oh, he's suffering under mental health, mental this. At no point, if you don't like a group of people, if you don't like someone, that's your personal right to feel that way. But once you go outside of that and you're going to act on that, that's a problem. That's an issue. That's divisive. This is crazy. Who runs over a whole family out for a walk on a Sunday? This makes no sense. Trudeau has condemned the act as a terrorist act, though police have not laid terrorism charges in the case at this point. You see right there, and it continues.
That's exactly what it is. It's an act of terrorism, and they just won't say it.
And you're telling me it's unclear whether they will classify this as a terrorist act? What's unclear about it? He clearly hated Muslims. He ran off the road and ran them over. That's not a terrorist act?
Yeah, I don't know. It's the whole situation left me really speechless, and how things were unfolding the days after, it was really hurtful. And I feel really bad for the son that is recovering in the hospital. That's a lot to go through, so young.
Our prayers and condolences goes out to the friends and family within the Muslim community. Man, this is really, really sad. But also, the law known as Bill 21 forbids the wearing of religious symbols such as turbans, kippahs, and hijabs for certain employees of the state deemed to be in positions of authority, including police officers and school teachers. At some point, they need to get rid of this bill. Because this is not, because if Quebec wants to make it seem like we're an inclusive province, if Quebec's want to make it seem that we are a province that respect everybody's cultures and identities, then I think this is a clear infringement on that. Like, you're not, you know, you're only so clear, right? It's like you're only so open to things just to a certain point.
I feel like they use, like, multiculturalism, like, as a selling point for, like, tourism and stuff like that. But then when you really look into it and then you see that we have this bill, it's just like, well, how much do you appreciate the different cultures that are within your city?
When I look at something, Lorena, I spoke about this with Doc as well. When I look at something, I look at the impact of things. I look like, what do you have to lose to have it going? To allow employees of the state to wear their turbans, to wear their kippahs, to wear their hijabs, who is that hurting? Who's that taking away? That's part of their culture. So who's that really hurting? So that's what I understand. The efficacy of this bill, the purpose of this bill. And they'll tell us, hey, listen, we're trying to keep the integrity of French culture. But one has nothing to do with the other. Teacher, a teacher being Muslim and wearing her hijab is not going to take away from French culture.
It doesn't, because especially when you come here, like, you do have to register to be in French schools.
Yeah.
If you want a job, you have to speak French. It's mandatory already. So people are coming here and they're immersing themselves in the French culture. They're learning about the language and everything that comes with it. So I don't see why this is hurting them in any sort of way.
Listen, man, I'm just here thinking back to this. Man, I can't believe this happened, man. These are very trying times, man. It's a wild world we live in, man. Once again, our prayers and condolences goes out to the Muslim community. I know you guys are hurting right now, man. This is tough. Well, Arena, that's all I have for the news. It's the Morning Detour on the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM. Let's play some music.
Top down, cause she would die for it. But blacked out so they won't see her in it. Bust down, baby, ain't tired of this. Diamonds, baby, bought all of them. Dressed up and she just was writing. Bust down, baby, ain't tired of this.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3
FM. Leaves at noon and she wanna buy Chanel, they just drop them two bucks. They want another, now you're asking for too much. Order what you like, don't have to pay about the parties at midnight. She wants to answer that, feels so bad to feel nice. But she gon' handle that, it comes with a small price, no.
Yeah. I give, you take. Been keeping track like I'm a train. Even with drip, I'm feeling drained. It's getting long hair like braids. Two sides, either really rude or too nice. So before it goes left, you better move right.
Top down, cause she would hold it for it. A black towel so they won't see her in it. Bust down, baby, they tired of this.
Diamonds, baby, bought all of them. Dressed up and she just was writing. Bust down, baby, tired of this.
I give again. Show me the play if it's a game. If there's no point, then what's the aim? It's like you're eating off my name again. The price of fame is really costing me. Spend again. Nothing in this life comes for free. Instead of talking cheap, furthermore it's free. If I go broke today, will you stay or leave? Felt so hard, so deep. Wore my heart up on my sleeve. Every word you say, I just believe. So call me Miss Nanny.
Top down, cause she would hold it for it. But blacked out so they won't see her in it. Bust down, baby, ain't tired of this.
Diamonds, baby, bought all.
Sometimes I question whether this matters. Putting substance into something in the world, so used to instant gratification. I found this instrumental on my phone while on vacation. Eve sent it a year ago or so. I probably heard it before, but slept on it, you know. Don't always connect as soon as you press play. At times you gotta step away, do some living. Let time provide a new prescription, giving truer vision. I dibble dabble in a few religions. My homie constantly telling me about Quran, putting me on. I read a few pages and recognize the wisdom in it. But I ain't got the discipline for sticking with it. Now I'm on the way to London, got a show for 7 digits. I'm wondering just when did I become my biggest critic. I wanna be my biggest fan, like how I was when didn't nobody know my jams. Today my son said, Dad, let go my hand. Reminding me one day he's gonna be his own man. And my job is to make sure he's equipped. I gotta make sure he not no b- cause it's down to try him. If I said I was the toughest growing up, I would be lying. I had a fear of getting punched while everybody eyeing. Add to that a constant fear of dying by gunshot wound or other violent type of endings. I kept a tough demeanor on the surface, but was mostly just pretending. Luckily, my bluff was working way more often than not. But sometimes I pulled my car, trying to expose me for a fraud. And with my reputation at stake, I was scuffling just to save face. Couple wins, couple losses. Some broken up, too quick to call it. My last scrap was with Puff Daddy. Who would've thought it? I bought that album in 7th grade and played it so much. You would've thought my favorite rapper was Puff. Back then I ain't no, now I know too much. Ignorance is bliss, and innocence is just ignorance before it's introduced to currency and clips of bad licks that happen serving 3 to 6.
Soldiers, marching on, hoping to see home. If I die before.
On CKUT 90.3 FM.
In Quebec, vaccination against COVID-19 is underway, but not everybody is protected yet. Even if you've been vaccinated, you still need to respect basic health measures, like wearing a mask, maintaining social distancing, and washing your hands regularly. You must also get tested if you have symptoms and follow self-isolation guidelines. Find out about the measures in place at quebec.ca/coronavirus. Follow all the health guidelines, all the time, no exceptions. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Le Festival International de Nuit d'Afrique, presented by TD Bank, invites you to their 35th anniversary this summer. Join us for this world music event, a 13-day celebration from July 6th to the 18th. This innovative edition takes place in venues, outdoors, and online, a fusion of past and present, rich in history and in new musical discoveries. Discover the surprises. For more information and tickets, go to festivalnuitdafrique.com.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Yes, Montreal, my city. Welcome back to The Morning Detour. Now, a couple weeks ago, I read an article by Alex Miller, a black writer in The Independent. And the headline was, Donald Glover is right. I'm sick of white people canceling things on my behalf. I'm tired of being told to change my views by white people who think they'll make a better black man than me. So I was like, oh, man. I was like, this was sounding riveting. So I said, you know what? Let me bring on my TV and comic book aficionado. He's coming off his 250th episode on his award-winning podcast, The Geektastic Cypher. I want to bring back onto the show Mr. Brian Holiday. How you doing, Doc?
What's good, man? I'm good. Thank you. I'm good.
Well, listen, you're the expert. You know, you're a little bit more refined than myself in terms of talking about TV and the big screen and film and all of that. But, you know, Donald Glover tweeted that we're getting boring stuff and not even experimental mistakes in TV and film these days because people are afraid of getting canceled. He added that in order to avoid a social media uproar, people are afraid to make anything other than artistic changes in movies and other cultural outputs. So listen, Dave Chappelle even recently said something similar, claiming that artists and directors can no longer be creative because of lack of appreciation for comedy and opinion. Let me tell you, I totally agree. Everybody's scared now. So where do you kind of land on this, Doc, just to open up here?
And the funny part is, I was going to say, Cat Williams also did an interview recently where he kind of said the opposite, which is funny because when I think of people who would probably be on the side of, I should be allowed to say what I want to say, Cat Williams is one of them, but he was kind of like, listen, if you can't tell a joke without using the R word or this word or that word, you probably weren't that talented to begin with. And I think I'm stuck in the middle a little bit because I as someone who's been watching TV and seeing all the quote unquote diversity, and that has become one of the most annoying words to hear because it's not about diversity, it's about inclusion. I think inclusion is the word that we're missing. Diversity is the idea that we don't have enough of stuff. And I think it should be more that, no, people were excluded outright and we need to include more people. We need better inclusion in the writers' rooms. We need better inclusion on the screen.
Right.
And by doing that, what's going to happen is your idea of canceling people gets shifted because you're not canned. If the people in the room are from the culture that are making the jokes, then I'm more comfortable with the jokes being made.
Exactly, because I know the right cooks were in the kitchen,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
It comes off a little bit kind of like a straw man theory. Like, we never asked for this. But there's a lot of white executives that feel that they'll make a better black person or a black man than you and I.
Yeah.
Alex Miller goes on to write, equality doesn't mean anticipating what a group might want at some point in the near future because you're afraid of a lawsuit or a demonstration in front of your building and stifling creativity because of it.
Yeah.
So they're kind of setting up all this preemptive measures, but we never asked for it.
Yeah, stop being offended for me. It really is that. Like, I don't need you to decide for me. And again, for me, it's the inclusion factor. If the writers in the room come from different markets mm-hmm. and different communities, and they're writing this together, like some of the conversations I've had with my friends when I was in high school, and I was in one of the most inclusive groups. It was me. We had the homeboys from Sri Lanka. Yeah. We had the homeboys from India. We had dudes from we had the French Canadian dude. We had Jewish dudes. We were like this, like one of those really cheesy ads on the cover of a university. that was my actual group of friends.
Exactly.
And we all made nasty jokes that if you put us out on the streets or on TV making those jokes, we would all get canceled. But we were all making those jokes together because there was a comfort level and there was an understanding that the joke is a joke and yeah. we're all in on the joke. We're not actually trying to offend each other. We're not actually trying to hurt or insult each other. And the people who are watching these things and are getting offended for us, I don't need you to be offended for me. If I'm offended, I'll say I'm offended. Exactly. I can speak up for myself.
They scared the lawsuits, dog. They don't want. They was like, you know, let's be preemptive with it. Swiss Beats, in terms of talking about music, always talks about gatekeepers. How we need better gatekeepers yeah. for our culture. And when I see a particular situation like this, where we live in a PC culture, where they're canceling everything ahead of time, ahead of our uproar, ahead of our outrage,
yeah,
it leads me to think about, who's controlling the black narrative now? Have we lost control of the black narrative? And if so, are we?
No. I don't think we ever had it. I'm being honest.
That's
though,
a like, scary thought when you really think about it.
It is. It is.
I know people listening is like, black narrative. Like, yes, the way that we're portrayed on TV and in films.
Yeah.
Are we controlling that narrative? Obviously not at some point, because we're not the majority in terms of the Writers Guild and directors, some of that. We have made many events advances. Shout out to shout out to Tyler Perry and Troy Crossroads and the likes that's creating these production houses for black writers and filmmakers and so forth.
Yeah.
But